This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So everybody's been there eating clean, taking supplements, but you still feel off. Your gut feels out of balance. Maybe you're low on energy, etc. So that's where Cowboy Colostrum comes in. It takes a whole body natural approach to wellness, working with your body, not against it. Colostrum, often called liquid gold, is the first milk that mammals receive at birth, and it's packed with immune factors, growth compounds, and nutrients that your body still needs. Cowboy Colostrum uses only the highest quality first-day milking from grass-fed, regenerative U.S. farms. It is never diluted or filled with junk. You just mix it into your coffee, your milk, or your smoothie. You'll love the vanilla that's super popular and the strawberry because it tastes like a milkshake. Colostrum is nature's original superfood, loaded with bioactives that fortify your immune system and strengthen your digestion. It's small batch, third-party tested, and always 100% colostrum. There's no whey, there's no fillers, there are no shortcuts. So for a limited time, you can get 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com. That's 25% off with code Dana at cowboycolostrum.com and tell them Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Fossil fuels gotta get phased out. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Fossil fuels gotta get phased out.
In nose.
We need to make sure that our negotiators understand that a transition to clean energy also prevents local toxic health impacts.
Hello there, fellow kids. How do? That's what this felt like. So this was doctors at the COP30 climate summit. They're dancing to a hip-hop song demanding fossil fuel phase out. Didn't they clear a whole road in the jungle for that climate summit?
They sure did.
Huh.
And everybody flew there in their jets.
Yeah, they felled a huge section of for a new four-lane highway.
Yep.
And they cut through tens of thousands of acres of protected rainforest to have their little climate summit out there. They cut through, imagine dense forest state. Just imagine a dense tree line. You're in the Amazon, for crying out loud, the jungle. They cut through to make a new four-lane highway. And I can't even believe, tens of thousands of acres of protected rainforest. And as Kay noted, 99% of the people flew there. Half of them were almost half of them. Everybody who was famous was on a private jet. Now, the crazy thing is that there are some communities that live in more isolated parts of that protected rainforest that they mowed through tens of thousands of acres that aren't even connected to that road that could be. They didn't even connect the neighborhoods. They went and they were talking to people who live there. And for instance, Claudio Veracruz, he lives maybe, I think, what, 100 some odd miles from where the road, where they built the road. And he harvests acai berries. He said everything was destroyed. They cut our harvest down, and we don't have that income this year to support our family. He said there's no compensation from any government. And he said that there's going to be more deforestation in the future. All of these people that live in these communities, they said that they didn't even, we're not even connected to this road. It was just for these posers. Climate is a scam. Our partners, it's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. You guys are familiar with Kel-Tec, Florida company. They make a lot of different firearms. And this is updates to the KS7 that they have, which is a pump action shotgun. The Gen 2 has included a 5-slot Picatinny style accessory rail, so you can add vertical grips, lights, or not. You enjoy a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling, plus enhanced durability. And all of the original KS7 advantages: ultra lightweight at just under 7 pounds unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, and a 7+1 capacity for serious power, stopping power. MSRP $639, so it brings everything well within reach. It's Kel-Tec, made in Florida, USA, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the program. Top of this third hour. You can find us on Channel 347 if you want to watch the radio program, the Substack, Chapter and Verse. And the chat is at Rumble. So I got to set this video up for you because this is interesting. So a former FBI employee says he was wrongfully terminated because he had displayed a pride flag. He's suing the agency in the U.S. Department of Justice, David Maltinsky. He said he worked as an intelligence specialist since 2009, and he displayed the flag and for several years. And he says that he was unjustly fired because he had displayed his pride flag, is what he had said. He talked with CBS News, and he said he was a 16-year FBI employee who was weeks away from being elevated to the position of agent when he was fired. Listen to this.
Were you surprised when you got the word you were to leave?
I wasn't surprised. I was definitely disappointed. I knew, not truly firsthand, but I knew I was on a list. There was fear after the administration came in that they were going to start looking at all of our personnel files where some of us did self-identify our sexual orientation. Some people did identify as trans. So there was fear early on that DOGE was going to collect this and they were going to curate a list and get rid of the undesirables.
You say it pretty casually, but it's pretty powerful to hear that phrase. You say you were likely on a list. That's quite something.
It's concerning.
Wow. So, yeah. First off, it sounds like he just sucked at his job. How are you there for 16 years trying to become an agent and you're never promoted to being an agent after serving for 16 years? That's why he went to the FBI. He wanted to be an FBI agent. And he was there for 16 years and they never made him an FBI agent. I wonder why. That's number one. Number two, I don't care if he had it at his desk. It's the FBI. If you're going to work in law enforcement, get over yourself. No one care. You're not. No one cares what you think. No one cares what your pet issues are. If you really want to serve the public, then serve the public. But if you want to serve the public with a caveat of being able to serve yourself, then you're not serving the public. This guy wanted to be able to, I guess, have his cake and eat it too. There are certain jobs that you take where you have to be professional, right? You can't do stuff like this. Like the lady who was a cop and she got in trouble because she played a stripper in a rap video and she got fired. There's certain requirements, certain behaviors that you are supposed to have in your private life if you are going to take on a certain job, so that you don't compromise the integrity or the appearance of propriety of that agent, of the agency. And that's what this is about. I don't want to see any kind of political leanings of law enforcement officers. I don't want to see any of that. Because immediately you're prioritizing politics over your job. It's just how I look at it. And I really think it's the way it should be. I don't want to see any kind of anything except the U.S. flag and the state flag on your desk. That's it. I don't want to see nothing. If you cannot get over the selfish desire to constantly, quote unquote, express yourself, then maybe that line of work isn't for you. And let's be real. This is not about expressing oneself. This is about establishing cultural dominance in the workspace. That's really what this is about. People say express themselves, but that's not what it is. You're not prevented from expressing yourself at home. You're not prevented. But if you're going to work a job where you're wearing a badge and you're representing a government agency, then yes, all of your little bumper stickers that you want to put on your desk and all this other stuff, that's not professional. He's acting like this is a high school locker and not an FBI office. So, yeah, the guy deserved to be fired. Hell, I would have fired him a long time ago. He sounds insubordinate. And now he's going to sue the agency. And guess who's going to have to foot the bill for this suit? Taxpayers. Because this whiny little twink wasn't able to put up a flag on his desk. Then don't take the job. Bottom line. And as Kane noted, what is the refrain that we hear from the left all the time?
Yep. Separation of church and state.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. So that's
let's
true.
Separate sex and state.
That's true. That's right. Yeah. He wasn't fired for being gay. I mean, literally, Kash Patel did events with gay Republicans. It has nothing to do with being gay. This guy is trying to hide behind that because it sounds like he was just a bad hire. And completely incompetent and kind of a pansy. He was bad at his job. You're there for 16 years trying to make agent and you're never promoted. There's a reason, dude. It's probably because I'm gay. No, it's probably because you're bad at your job. I just don't know. I want to be an FBI agent, but I just can't figure out why they fire me for being insubordinate. I don't want a guy like this to be an FBI agent. So good riddance. Learn to code. Good riddance. So he's out. But this lawsuit's going to go on. That's what's annoying. That's what is so infuriating. And this is all about, you know, the DEI, all of that. This one guy, what is it? The law firm, excuse me, that's representing this guy. He goes, it's obvious he's being targeted for political reasons. What? No one knew who this guy was. They're not if you are displaying it prominently on your desk and it's against, I don't care if your previous supervisor said it was okay. When you have a new boss, you have new rules. That's it. Also, he was in Los Angeles. Kash Patel is in D.C. Kash Patel doesn't work out of L.A. He infers, the intimation here is that Kash Patel personally has a problem with him. This guy is in L.A. How the hell would Kash Patel even know? You see what I'm saying? It is all so incredibly sus. He goes, I believe I was fired, not because of who I am, but what I am. No, you are incompetent, so yeah. That's probably why. He's never going to get hired by another law enforcement agency again after this. I mean, DEI aside, nobody wants a guy like that wearing a badge. Nobody. But I had the flag on my desk. Yeah, you didn't think that was a problem? I don't care if your previous, you know, fairy godmother supervisor didn't have an issue with it. Someone in that LA office had new rules. And so now, and then he's trying to make it, see, that's what is even more suspicious to me, that they're trying, it's like a way to try to take down Kash Patel. They're acting like this guy is being specifically targeted. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying that Kash Patel unjustly fired him. Again, this guy works out of LA. I'm just curious. Inappropriate display of political signage. Well, yeah. We had people in our family who worked in the police force. You cannot have that stuff on your desk. I don't know why FBI would be any different. I had an uncle who was a deputy for like 30 years. You could never have anything like this on your desk. He didn't even display like, you know what? I never even knew who, I just now realized this. I never knew who he voted for. I just assumed, you know, we're old deputy. Never put anything like that on his desk. Never had anything like that in his car. He was totally profesh because he was a real one. That's how it should be. I don't know anybody in law enforcement where they're allowed to put all this stuff on their desk and make these, you know, basically make a political, if you're supposed to be there serving everyone. When you make declarations like this with items, you are immediately making a statement of bias. As a law enforcement agent, that's not allowed. So don't work in that field. If you cannot get over yourself, then what is the saying? If you're too good to serve, you're not fit to lead. There it is, right there. That's it right there. Pretty unbelievable. You don't have to pick between safe storage or quick access if you're a firearm owner. The folks at StopBox Pro give you both. The StopBox Pro keeps your weapon accessible to you for when you need it and inaccessible to everyone else. StopBox Pro uses push-button mechanical lock. No keys, no batteries, no electronics, and you can count on it to work every time. With 81 possible combinations, you can easily set it and keep it secure. And it fits most full-size handguns. It's also TSA compliant, so I can take it with me if I travel. The StopBox Pro is lightweight, durable, and made in the USA in a family-owned facility in Spokane, Washington. It is perfect for home, your vehicle, travel, or even gifting to someone who values peace of mind. With the holidays coming up, it's a great time to give the gift of security, and you don't want to miss this deal. So for a limited time, all of you out there, all my listeners, get 10% off, plus buy one and get one free with code DANA10 at StopBoxUSA.com. So there's like one for your car, one for the house. Code DANA10 for 10% off. Plus, buy one, get one free at StopBoxUSA.com. That's StopBoxUSA.com, code DANA10.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So we have, what do we got here? An English school banned K-pop Demon Hunters over songs, their songs over concerns that the kids might fight demons or something. What am I missing here? By the way, do people not realize that in anime, it really is good versus evil? They don't tolerate the kind of stuff that America tolerates in our cartoons and that. They don't tolerate that kind of stuff. I mean, it is hyper conservative. I don't think people realize this. So when they say like Demon Hunters, that's literally what they're doing. And I don't know why people are like freaking out over it. I think, oh my gosh, Kane, I just realized Jasmine Crockett has the hair of the purple one. I'm not kidding. It's like the same thing. Follows this girl group, the cartoon girl group that they, they're like a pop group, an idol group over there. And then they also exterminate demons. What's bad about that? Yeah, I don't see. It seems like we need more of it. I don't know. An NYPD detective was pulled from cases over playing a stripper in a rap video. If you're wearing the badge, you probably shouldn't be shaking the badge on the pole in a rap video. It's just, you know, there's certain things that you're expected to do when you go in certain professions. I have a question. How do you steal a driveway?
I don't know.
Okay, so a woman woke up, went outside, somebody stole her driveway. This woman, I was trying to say both of her first and last name at the same time. Paige Batten. She bought a home in October of last year to flip it and resell it. She listed it for sale. And then potential buyers and their agent called her to say, they called her one morning. They were going over on a Saturday and they said, something's wrong with the house. She said, what? And they're like, your driveway is gone. When are you finishing the driveway? And she was like, wait, what? So she goes there. The whole driveway had been just like pulled up. It was concrete, so it had cracked. How does that even happen? So they were trying to figure out how in the world. They said trucks were there the other morning, and apparently, yeah, somebody stole the driveway. So they're investigating. I've never heard anything like that in my life. But I mean, I guess the neighbors just thought she's doing something to the house, and that's why they didn't think to. Yeah, exactly. Pranksters bypassed the Louvre's security and they snuck a painting in.
Again with this?
It's a Belgian duo. They created their own little painting and they snuck it into the Louvre. And they left it in the same room as the Mona Lisa. Security did not notice them at all. They've got problems over there. And not just at the museum.
I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. Because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein. So at least I wasn't trying to mislead people.
Yes, you were. Your crack team is on crack. That's Jasmine Crockett. Remember, she came out the other day. She was accusing Lee Zeldin and all these Republicans of taking donations from Jeffrey Epstein. But her dumb as a box of rock staff. And she's too, this woman is one of the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, I know Congress's standards are low, but dang. They came out, they found the name Jeffrey Epstein in these donation lists, right? And so they rushed out. Well, look at this. They're all trying to say, because Republicans were asking why Democrats were taking actual money from the dead Jeffrey Epstein. Why was Hakeem Jeffries trying to solicit a six-figure donation to his campaign? Why were other lawmakers like Stacey Plaskin and others getting money from him and texting with him and doing his bidding? So she comes out. You can tell that they didn't workshop this. Girlfriend comes out. Oh, my crack team. We looked it up. And then they found, oh, they just didn't even bother checking to see. Because, you know, okay, they don't have their pictures on the site when you donate. And they said, oh, it's the same Jeffrey Epstein. It's got to be the same one. Ignore the doctor on some of the names. Ignore the location. It's got to be the same one. And now her defense is, well, I didn't say it was the Jeffrey Epstein. I just said it was a Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, my gosh. If she can do an accent, I can too. She's from Crenna-Ledoux, please. That is one of the worst defenses I've ever heard. She's trying to move the goalposts. So wait, if you can match the name of a donor to a name of someone, a different person who did something bad, that we can go after all those people because that could be a lot of fun, right? I feel like we could do some things with that. That is just so dumb. That is so, it fell on its face. I can't believe she sat there on CNN and What's-Her-Face Collins didn't push back on that. I would have interrupted her and said, ma'am, that's one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard. And we're all dumber for having heard it. Like, you know, a little not Happy Gilmore style, but you know what I'm thinking of. I can't remember the name. Adam Sandler movie. There's no defense of it. Number one, they don't have a defense of it. They just simply don't. She said she wasn't trying to mislead people. And then she was defending, hear her defense of Stacey Plaskett. This is cut five.
Stacey didn't initiate that chain. Jeffrey initiated that chain, and she took the information. Just like if somebody texts me.
Yeah, but she was responding and saying, you know, what are you talking about? Quick, I'm up next. And then her questions were about Rona. But do you think that was inappropriate? I mean, would you text with someone who is a registered sex offender about what you should ask?
I honestly know that he had never been convicted of any federal crimes at that time.
But he had been in jail already.
He had been in jail. And my deal is this. The Republicans are constantly texting with a 34-count convicted felon. So if it's okay for them to text him at any point in time, then I'm not going to say that that's right or wrong, especially to the extent that you're talking about kicking someone off their committee. Were they sexting? Was it a matter of her being involved in the pedophilia? No, it was nothing like that.
Oh, my gosh. She is just brain slop in human form. What a clown. 34, you know, she can't even get it straight. 34 convicted count felon, what? Blah, blah. She should take the time it takes to weave in her hair extensions to study up on some of this stuff. The 34 count, so that's one of the, that whole witch hunt, the whole New York thing is one of the stupidest cases. We talked about that endlessly. Lorraine's got a lot of stuff up on it at Substack Chapter and Verse. Because that whole story, it wasn't 34 different crimes. It was literally like one email, and then anytime anything was done, a response or it was forwarded or opened or anything, that's like a count. That's it. And it was past the statute of limitations. We don't even know, flashback real quick. So in New York, they can try to elevate with their state law, elevate a misdemeanor to a felony if they can find that it was a crime that was committed to hide another crime. And there wasn't another crime in this case, but the jury was instructed to ignore the fact that that didn't exist. That's the hands to sky what happened. Alvin Bragg, after all of these other prosecutors refused to take that case, and that was the bookkeeping thing with what's her face? Oh, what is that slag? What's her name? You know who I'm talking about. I can't remember. The old stripper, what's her face? Her. Don't remind me. I don't have it. I have some. Oh gosh, yes. I have something else in my brain that's occupying that space. But Alvin Bragg, if you remember, he said that there was another crime that was done in order to elevate it, and it was already past statute of limitations in order to elevate it to a felony, even though there wasn't another crime that they actually articulated in the charging docs, because we read all of it. And then I don't know how that changes the expiration of the statute. That's insane. I mean, they concocted this thing just so they could say he's a convicted felon, right? So she's sitting here defending Stacey Plaskett. By the way, can I ask a question? Why is a non-voting member, a non-voting delegate on any House committee? Especially like Intel?
Yeah, Plaskett, you mean? Yeah.
Why? She's from Virgin Islands. She can't vote.
That's a good question.
She doesn't have a vote. Why the hell is she on any committee? I don't understand this. Do you guys understand this? I was talking to a friend of mine, and who works on the Hill. I asked him this, and he was like, I'm like, and no offense to my friend, I was like, I'm sorry, but you're like 68 years old. You've lived your whole life on DC, on the Hill. What? It's wild, but she can't. And she's on congressional committees, a number of committees. The only reason that she probably had, how did she get Epstein's number? How did Epstein get her number? This is actually a question that Florian just asked. Who gave Jeffrey Plaskett's personal phone number?
Which would imply that they've conversed before.
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the Subcommittee on Weaponization of Federal Government, Committee on Oversight and Agriculture. She shouldn't be on any committee.
Well, according to this, it says here, because she is a U.S. Virgin Islands representative, she is explicitly permitted by House rules to participate in and vote within congressional
committees. Which is insane, because she's technically a non-voting delegate because of Virgin Islands. So it's weird how it's set up. But the whole point, how did he have her number? And it wasn't just, because I know a lot of lawmakers will have two phones. They have their personal phone for their family and their friends and their lives, their personal lives, off Capitol lives. And then they have their phone for Capitol work that has, you know, that's where they keep all their documents. They keep everything on it, because everything, you have to keep account of everything. I don't know if she has that set up. I don't think every lawmaker has that set up. I know some who do and some who do not. But how did he get the number to the personal phone that she had and she had with her at that hearing? And she literally had said at one point, I'm getting ready. I'm coming up to ask questions. She was asking for his direction. What would you have me ask? And that's when she was speaking with Michael Cohen, the hearing with Michael Cohen, and who was Trump's attorney still at the time. That's pretty significant. And then Jasmine Crockett's defense is to say what? That, oh, well, you know, it's not like they were sexting. That is so gross. That's something I did not need to know. And then Plaskett, cut 10. She doesn't have any regrets. Listen to this. She's ruining Crockett's defense of her.
Wait, let me just better understand that. What is that point? Because at the time, he was a known sex offender, and it had been detailed, all the sexual abuse.
There are a lot of people who have done a lot of crimes, and as a prosecutor, you get information from people where you can. I've interviewed confidential informants. I've interviewed narcotics, drug traffickers, and others. And that doesn't mean that I'm their friend. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they are friendly with me. It means that they have information that I need, and that I'm trying to get at the truth, and that's what I did.
So no regrets, basically, is what you're saying.
I'm moving forward.
She takes direction. She was taking direction from Epstein. She wasn't getting background information. She was saying, remember, this came out after all of this with the questioning with Plaskett came out after these emails showed that Epstein was talking to Michael Wolff. You guys remember Michael Wolff is the I say this as somebody who's known Steve Bannon personally. I've worked in an office with him elbow to elbow for over a decade. I think it's super sus when you're in the president's inner circle and you're bringing that snake into the White House. And he did not just bring him into the White House. That guy had all access. I don't think y'all understand how serious that is. That was his first book of all the hit pieces that came out. And while that was happening, because Bannon was working with Epstein reportedly, he was advising him. Epstein was asking Wolf, you know, what can I do to bury him? Talking about Trump politically. All of this was happening at the same time. Man, he had snakes that were undermining him right under his feet in his first term. Now maybe some people who were so easy to be power adjacent and kiss whatever backside presented itself to them, maybe they'll adopt a little bit more of my discernment on this stuff because I have my way of thinking for a reason. And he wanted to go at Trump. Epstein had turned. I think it had to do with Trump. My thought is from all the documents that I saw and the stuff that's out there already, because it's like he snitched on him to the FBI. It's like he blew the whistle. And it just seems like it was vengeance, a vendetta for that. That's how, because otherwise, like, why? I mean, all of a sudden he's gunning for him. And he was literally emailing with Michael Wolff. All that's out. All those emails came out last week. Emailing Michael Wolff, asking him, what else do you need? Yeah, we can bury him. And the fact that he wrote that in an email goes to, even after all this stuff happened, he still thought he was untouchable. He thought he was untouchable. And that Plaskett, so they all knew this. There is no defense of this at all whatsoever. A convicted pedophile, convicted sex offender, has the personal phone of a member of the House. And just as he was with Michael Wolff, was directing her on how to talk to Trump. It was like Epstein was sitting there on that House, that committee, conducting that hearing himself. There is no defense. I don't think non-voting members of the U.S. House should ever be on any kind of committees. I don't. She's been there since 2015. So she can introduce legislation. She can participate in committees. So she can vote in a committee, but she cannot vote in legislation on the House floor. I don't think she should. I don't think anything. She needs to be stripped of all of it at this point. This is just awful.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.